Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie with Dr. Graham this morning, and we are talking the paleo diet. We've had a challenge going on at Crossroads. We're almost at the end of it here at the end of May, and it's been going great.
30 days to glory.
30 days to glory. You can do it. The finish line is there. But you know, it's not really supposed to be a finish line. It's supposed to be a reboot to our lifestyle choices.
Yeah, it's a kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing is I think a 30-day window is a good thing because it shows people how possible it is. Because it's the paleo diet is actually something that's very easy to follow. And as we alluded to in the first half of the show, at least for me, I find it easy because you don't have to count calories. Like, I hate like looking at something and being like, well, is this a half cup or three quarters cup that I'm looking at? Because that could be the difference of 100 calories. And if you're trying to count out, say, 2,000, I mean, that's a 5% difference. And so realistically, like that's a big setback for people. So for you to do that for years and years can be really challenging. Or, you know, you start looking at some other reasons that makes it easy. But I think the easiest reason or the biggest reason is that all the food is so readily available. You don't have to do a lot of thinking. You just have to go to the regular grocery store. You don't have to buy weird, fancy stuff. And you don't have to really even think about the amount you're eating. You're just eating till you're comfortable.
Yeah. And I've, you know, not being a great chef, love that you can just prep this food, nothing fancy, cook it. And have a great meal because it's real food.
Yeah. But on the other hand, it's kind of cool because if you were a great chef, you can do really fancy stuff with it still. There's all kinds of recipes out there now that are actually paleo compliant that you can do some really cool stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you did have something that you're really missing, like you're like, oh, this is like my favorite dessert. I really have to have it. You know, for example, my wife has a cookbook called The Paleo Patisserie. And it is a woman who is a professional baker who, because of some health issues she's having, switched to a paleo diet, fixed her health issues, and started developing paleo baked good recipes.
Oh.
And there's some really cool stuff there, and it tastes really good.
So let's talk about what you can eat on the paleo diet. Because in the first half, we were talking about all the things we're avoiding. So no dairy, no soy, no sugar, no grains,
mm-hmm.
which includes your pasta and your rice and your breads.
And with your no beans.
And no beans.
Which
And no peanuts.
Which includes peanuts, because remember, peanuts not a nut, it's a legume. Which... that's a hard one because peanut butter is like...
so yummy.
It's everything. But yeah.
But you can adapt to almond butter.
Yeah, almond butter is good too.
Or cashew butter.
So let's talk about that. So that's something we can eat. One of the things you can eat is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of those things that's really cool because, yeah, you can adapt to almond butter or cashew butter instead of a peanut butter. Like one of my go-to snacks is a apple with a scoop of almond butter. Mm-hmm. Super easy, super delicious. So you can adapt to that. But also if you did want to do something that required flour, like they do make almond flour and it's sold at every grocery store now. It's not something you have to go to a specialty food place. And it works out really well too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's paleo compliant because all it is ground up almonds.
Exactly. So vegetables, I think this is a misconception with the paleo diet. People think, oh, you're just going to eat meat.
Yeah.
But really you should be eating, the majority of your food should be vegetable based.
Yeah. It's mostly going to be vegetable based. And, you know, and that's something that when we talk to people at the office with a challenge, I think most people come in thinking that it's a low carb diet. And they're like, well, you know, I'm a runner, so I'm not really into low carb. Like, I don't think I want to do paleo because I don't want to do that. Is it like Atkins? Stuff like that. All those different kind of questions. And the truth of the matter is it's not any of those things. Because as long as you're sticking to the food list, you can manipulate that to fit whatever you want. So if you're someone who is like an endurance athlete and you need a lot more carbs, then you're going to have like extra sweet potatoes in your day. And because sweet potatoes are allowed. And so you're going to have more of that because that's a good carb that you can get out there and use. If you're somebody who's like, I would never eat meat because I'm a vegetarian or a vegan or whatever. Like you can do that in a paleo diet. It'd be challenging, but ultimately you're eating fruits and vegetables and nuts. And so you can definitely do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're someone who's a low carb adherent, you can do that as well because you can focus on, instead of eating sweet potatoes or bananas or like these sugary, starchy fruits and vegetables, focusing more just on greens and meat. And so it can be anything you want. So don't let those misconceptions get to you. You're not only going to be eating meat all day. You're not going to wake up and eat bacon wrapped in pork chops, right? And then for lunch, have steak wrapped in bacon, wrapped in pork chops. Like that's not how it goes.
No, hopefully not.
Not if you're doing it correctly.
Right. Doing it correctly. So lots of vegetables. Now, not just any vegetable. I would encourage you to shop for locally farmed and organic vegetables because you'll get more bang for your buck as far as the nutrition and less toxicity.
And that's a big thing too. I mean, ultimately, like, yeah, paleo is great because you're getting a lot more nutrients per calorie, but you're also supposed to be moving away from some of this stuff that's just going to make you sick that you don't often think about. Because we get so connected to food being and the health of food being fat or skinny. as opposed to health versus disease. And so if you're getting toxic from chemicals that you're eating, then obviously you're going to be sicker and less healthy than you should.
Yep.
Biggest complaint most people have when that we talk about that is clearly going to be money. And because, you know, organic food does cost more on the surface. But if you look at the hidden cost of cheap food versus like good healthy food, cheap food is much more expensive for you. Like that 99-cent menu is 99-cent menu, one for a reason, but it's 99-cent menu because ultimately it's going to be much, much more than the 99-cent burger because you're going to have health issues down the road that are tied to it. And so it becomes very expensive. It's kind of like paying a little bit of extra cash now as opposed to using a bunch of credit and paying interest on it later. And so when you choose organic food, you are paying more now, but you're paying less overall generally. And there are ways to maximize that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the Environmental Working Group, they do their, you know, their Dirty Dozen. And you know this more than I do, but if you only cut out this Dirty Dozen, right?
Yep.
You would cut out the majority of...
Over 90% of the pesticides over 90%. You're exposed to.
So if you only... These are the only foods you ate organic. Everything else mm-hmm. you just ate regular.
Yep.
Then you would cut out 90% of pesticides. So yeah. 2015, that list was apples, celery, cherry tomatoes, cucumbers, grapes, hot peppers, nectarines, peaches, potatoes, spinach, snap peas, strawberries, bell peppers, and then greens like kale or collard greens. So www.ewg.org, and you can see that list for yourself. Yep. But if you just did those foods, you'd be pretty much golden.
Over 90% less toxic.
That's pretty stunning when you think about it, just from those like those 12 foods.
It is. And I have a rule in my household, and my kids have known it since they were young and we went shopping, is if you can't find the organic strawberries and the organic strawberries don't look good, then we don't buy them.
Mm-hmm.
Or we go look for the frozen organic berries.
Yeah.
Or we try again next week.
Because some things aren't worth it.
Some things aren't worth it. So we eat what's in season and organic. And, you know, if you can find them at a good price, like recently I just found two things of strawberries that were organic. So buy two for $6.
And the regular ones were two for $5.
Yeah.
So you're paying $1 extra for much more health.
I cleaned them and I put them in the freezer.
Smart.
Yeah. So you can work ahead.
Yeah. So it's definitely, definitely doable. And it definitely is not expensive as you think, especially over the long run.
Exactly.
So vegetables, especially organic.
And then when we talk about meat, we've got to talk about the same thing here, is how was it made? So vegetables and fruit, we don't want them to be sprayed with pesticides and chemicals and fertilizers. Well, our meat, we want it to have had a good life.
Mm-hmm.
It walked around. It ate the type of food that it would normally eat in a normal environment. And that it hasn't been loaded with antibiotics and hormones and, you know, the commercially farmed type things that we've been doing to make more money.
100%. Because here's the problem. When you start grain feeding, like, meat that's just been standing there, it gets fatter and fatter and fatter. Which, listen, fat gives flavored meat. So in theory, that's a good idea. But fat is also what stores toxicity. And so if this animal has been grain fed to get fatter and fatter, but it's also been given hormones, those hormones are going to be stored in the fat. And so where is that going to go? That's going to go in you.
Yeah.
You're going to eat it. That's going to go in you. And so people have all kinds of like endocrine problems and other issues and other hormonal issues. And if you think about it, how much of us is that shock when, you know, all of us are consuming typically a significant amount of hormone from the food we consume.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'd be a really good idea to try to avoid that. The thing is you live, presumably if you're listening to this, you live in New Hampshire. And you can always find a friend who hunts in New Hampshire. Always.
Yes.
And so make friends with a hunter. You know, and then if you can't do that, if you really don't know anybody that will hook you up with some good meat, that, you know, most all the grocery stores now are carrying options like this. And you would be shocked if you go and shop it that it is not very much more expensive.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also have farmers market this time of year.
Yeah.
And those are a great option because you can meet the people that are farming your food or raising the cattle and find out how they're farming
mm-hmm.
and then support local business.
And if you really want to get down to it and you only want to buy your meat from a farmer's market, there are some areas in the state that have year-round farmer's markets, like indoors. So there won't be as much fruit and vegetable, but there would still be meat.
Mm-hmm.
Or buy yourself a deep freeze.
Yeah.
And shop heavy in the summer.
Yep, absolutely. So if you're just tuning in, we've been talking the paleo diet here on Half Hour to Health, giving you some of the background on why you would want to eat paleo and how to go about doing that. So we're talking vegetables and fruit and nuts and seeds and berries. And then meat and fish, that is wild caught or wild raised or pasture raised and has been given the type of food that that animal would have normally ate. Mm-hmm. So cows should eat grass. Basic. But it's kind of crazy. We've been feeding our cows corn.
Right.
And that just makes unhealthy cows. And then we eat the unhealthy cows and we wonder why we're unhealthy Americans. And so many of the studies that have been done that have told us red meat is bad for us were studies done on corn-fed cows.
Right, which has dramatically changed its nutrient profile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tons of omega-6, low on omega-3, saturated fat. We get fat eating it, and then we're not healthy.
There you go.
Venison. It's the way to go.
Make a friend with a hunter.
Yeah, make friends with a hunter. So there's a couple nuances with the paleo diet. We've only got a couple minutes, but I did want to at least dive into these. Artificial sweeteners are not allowed. So the NutraSweet, the Splenda, the chemical-y stuff, like this isn't a low-carb diet. This is a healthy way to eat. And those artificial sweeteners are not healthy.
Yeah.
Any way you dice it.
Doesn't this feel common sense, guys? I mean, in the sense of if somebody created it in a lab or if someone created it in an industrial zone, then I'm going to try to avoid it. And if it was something that grew normally and naturally and isn't super processed, then I'm probably cool eating it.
Yeah, it's basic. It's basic. The other thing I want to throw out there is oils. Olive oil is good. Coconut oil is good. Canola oil is bad.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as a canola plant. You assume there is, right? Because there's vegetable oil, right?
Yep.
And olive oil and canola oil. Oh, I didn't know there was a canola plant.
Yeah, you really want to stick with olive and coconut oils and stuff like that. And then
mm-hmm.
avocado oil or some of those
macadamia
like walnut oils.
Oil. Yep. Absolutely. I can't believe we've run out of time.
Time flies.
Time flies when you're having fun. Time flies when you're talking about food. It might be my favorite subject other than chiropractic in the whole wide world.
Lunchtime.
Well, thanks for tuning in here on Half Hour to Health. We hope we've encouraged you to think a little differently about your lifestyle and what you're eating. At Crossroads Chiropractic, we do want to see our community be healthier. We offer a complete exam with any necessary x-rays for just $49, so you can find out how chiropractic could help you and your family. Go to crossroadschiropractic.com for more information. Until next time, we wish you a healthy, happy, wonderful weekend.